Majority of French reject Macron's offers, want more yellow vest protests. By Chris Tomlinson on December 12, 2018. A poll has revealed the majority of French do not think the new policies unveiled by French President Emmanuel Macron this week are enough and say they want a gilets jaunes, yellow vests, protests to continue. The data, released by polling firm Odoxa, shows that 59% of French are not convinced by the measures to quell the yellow vest protests announced by President Macron earlier this week, which included a €100 raise in the minimum wage and several tax breaks, Le Figaro reports. Only 21% of those who watched Macron's address to the nation on Monday found his policies convincing, despite the viewership seeing a 40% increase from a previous speech last month. A majority of respondents were in favor of the various proposals. However, with 61% in favor of the €100 a month raise in minimum wage, 55% for tax-free year-end bonuses, and 85% backing a policy of not charging tax on overtime pay. While there is broad backing for the proposals offered by the French leader, the yellow vest support remains in the majority, with 54% of those surveyed saying the protests should continue. One of the largest proponents for the protests has been far-left France Insoumise. Unsubmissive France, leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who reacted to Macron's speech by calling for Act 5 of the protests to be held on Saturday. Populist Rassemblement National, National Rally. Leader Marine Le Pen has also supported the movement. The Odoxa poll found that among supporters of Mélenchon and Le Pen, support for the yellow vests was still very high, with 81% saying the protests should continue. The majority of supporters of France's establishment parties took the opposite stance and now believe the protest should end. The yellow vest movement, which began as a protest against higher taxes on fuel, has gained momentum every week over the last 4 weeks of protest, and most recently saw violence and property damage expand outside of Paris to Bordeaux and Toulouse. Over 1,000 protesters were arrested as the country's police saw their largest mobilization in years. The movement has also spread beyond the borders of France to both the Netherlands and Belgium, where protesters made a brief attempt to storm the European Union headquarters in Brussels. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.